Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Angie Schrader, teacher at Washington Middle School, about the Kindness Closet. So one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you today was because the Washington Harp Players are going to be performing Clue the next couple of weekends, and a portion of those proceeds are going towards your group. So if you can start by just telling me who you are and what we're going to be talking about today.
My name is Angie Schrader, and we are talking about the Kindness Closet here at the middle school. It is a project we started, oh my gosh, when did we start this? It was probably, we're probably going on year four, maybe year four. We kind of saw something that someone else had posted on Facebook about student needs, and they kind of created this room that they could go and get supplies that they needed for school to be successful. So we thought we should probably do that. So a group of us teachers kind of talked about it, and we're like, where can we do this? We have a fourth floor here at the middle school. There's technically three levels of classrooms, but it was used to be the Voc Ag room back in the day when this was the high school. So we thought, well, we'll use that room. We'll see what we can do. So we have an orange and black day that we also have here at the middle school where kids go out and do a community project. So one year we decided that we would start on orange and black day, the kids would start cleaning it out and getting things prepared. So that's kind of started our process. And from there, it has exploded into a big project.
Can you go into a little bit more about what the Kindness Closet actually is? What service does it provide?
So we have a personal care section. So anything that they need, shampoo, soap, personal hygiene, any of those things are located there. We also have clothes, we have shoes, we have school supplies. Pretty much we are a Walmart at the middle school, and we just provide anything that the kids need. We have blankets, we have pillows, we have alarm clocks. We have a lot of kids that come late to school, and it's just because they don't have an alarm clock or they don't have something that they can use for alarm clock. So we have alarm clocks, we purchase batteries so that there's no reason for them not to have a reason to come to school. We just try to make sure that they have everything they need to be successful, whether it's the school supplies at the beginning of the school year, a classroom need that a teacher needs of extra pencils, extra notebooks. We try to make sure every classroom has what they need. And then throughout the year, the kids just visit there whenever they have a need of something. And some kids are frequent where they come back every 2 or 3 weeks just to see what's new, or they might need a refill of something. So we have a lot of kids who are repeat customers, which we like to have.
On average, how many students do you say utilize the closet?
Per a 9-week term, I would say we average anywhere from 40 to probably 80 kids. So we do have runs where that gets a little bit bigger, or a student may say, well, I have a younger sibling that needs this. Can I grab it for them? And we do that. There's also a mini kindness closet at Stewart. So they have some clothes that they have available for kids, like falling in a mud puddle at recess or have a milk spill, because those things happen a little bit more frequently at the elementary. So they have a few extra clothes. They have one at the high school, but it's similar to the kindness closet where they have some clothing and then a little bit of personal care item, but they don't have the school supplies just because their room doesn't allow space for them to have it. And most of the high school kids don't need as much school supplies as the middle school kids of all their notebooks and pencils that they need, where most of the high school kids are on their computer. So,
how can a community member donate to the closet?
We take pretty much anything, personal care items, clothing, shoes, school supplies. We also take monetary donations that if we have something specific that a kid needs and we don't have the exact size, we can't get it from another school that has a kindness closet, then we do go out and purchase that for them. So I know there was a student at the high school who was having some kind of homelessness issues and was having a need for some food items to just get through during Christmas break. And so we provided them some money to help support their program that they had so that the kid gets some gift cards for Walmart and get supplies that he needed and food just to make it through break until school was back in session. So we do take monetary or supply donations. Supply donations can be dropped off at the middle school anytime during school hours. We also have a Facebook page, I think it's called WMS Kindness Closet, and they can shoot messages to us there and we can touch base if there needs to be a pickup or a different drop-off time.
And what items would you say are always needed?
Personal care items are always needed, just the basics of shampoo, body wash. We go through a lot of tennis shoes and athletic stuff just because of PE, of kids needing sweatpants, shorts, since COVID has happened, I think 90% of our student body probably wears leggings or sweatpants to school on a daily basis. They don't wear jeans quite as much as they used to. So we go through those things quite a bit. Those would be probably our biggest items that we go through a lot.
What else would you like the community to know about the Kindness Closet?
The Kindness Closet is a great project that we have that supports all of our kids at the middle school, but it also supports kids at the high school and at the elementaries, that we want to make sure that their basic needs are being met, that they can be as successful as they can at school, making sure that they have proper hygiene, they have proper clothing, they have proper school supplies, so that those things aren't a burden on them and they have to stress about it. Middle school is hard enough as it is, that we just want them to be as successful as they can be. And this program has really helped a lot of kids in a lot of classrooms, and we're thankful for all the support we have gotten, and we couldn't have done it without our community. So the community support is big, and it will continue this project for years to come.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.
That was Angie Schrader joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the Kindness Closet at the Washington Middle School. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.